My name is Patrick, and you're welcome to join our show here, and we're going to have an interesting day today. My name is Patrick, as I said. It's my promise to deliver an hour of guitar-driven rock, folk, punk, and even some country. So we're going to hear a wide variety of artists, but it's going to be a little bit different today. As regular listeners know, the plan is to lead with a dozen, introduce you to a dozen virtuoso guitarists from the 60s to the present. And today we're going to introduce you to an Elite Six with a track from their early days and then followed by a track from their individual solo days where they would lead their own bands. So we're going to listen to a six players, namely Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimi Hendrix, and then from the newer breed we've got Jason Isbell, Bob Mould, and Wayne Kramer. So you'll hear a couple of tunes from all of these gentlemen, and we're going to start in a moment. But first, of course, we have to introduce you to the name of the show. So let's do that.
Fasten your seatbelt.
And that was a band called Stray Dog, not performing on today's show, but an interesting band we'll talk about some other time. Anyway, let's begin with the bands that we want to hear from today. And we're going to start with a band called Cream. That may ring a bell. They're a rock band that were formed in London in 1966, and all the band was short-lived. They were considered one of the seminal rock bands of all time. And the various members went on to form other bands, but Cream as a unit was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we'll listen to Cream, and then we'll listen to the guy who then went on to even better things, Eric Clapton. So here is Cream. This is called The Sunshine of Your Love.
So long to
That was Eric Clapton as a member of Cream, the band that he got started with and went on to great fame, but they didn't last long. And Clapton, as everybody would know, probably know as if you're listening to this show, you're familiar with him and know that he has gone on to become one of the solo artists, a very successful solo artist and a very influential guitar player to that group. Anyway, that's him as a member of Cream. But he also then went off to do his solo project, and that's what we're going to focus on now. So he's got a tune called She's Gone, which is Eric Clapton on his own. Here he is.
She's gone.
That was Eric Clapton, and She's Gone, and he's gone for today anyway. But still out there playing, but his start was with Cream, so if you like that first song, that would be because he is was on lead guitar, and then he's gone on to form other bands and perform with other bands, but mostly as a solo artist, and that last one is from a solo LP called Pilgrim, so he was... the lead on that one, She's Gone. Anyway, the next eminent player is a guy named Jeff Beck, who sadly died a year or two ago. And he started with a band called The Yardbirds, which is probably a band known to many. And we're going to listen to one of his tunes, and this is called, well, one of his tunes with The Yardbirds called Over, Under, Sideways, Down.
Cars and girls are easy come by in this day and age. Laughing, joking, drinking, smoking till I've spent my wage. When I was young, people spoke of immorality. All the things they said were wrong.
Yardbirds from the 60s within that format Jeff Beck was their lead guitarist, and but he was a very restless guy, and he played with the Yardbirds for a short period of time, and then he struck out on his own and was a solo performer with various partners in crime over the many years that followed, and unfortunately he died just a year or two ago. But he certainly contributed a lot to the Yardbirds sound. But, as I said, he was guy who liked to change and liked to be in charge of his own projects. And so this was next cut here is from Jeff Beck on his own. And this is a familiar song to many, I'm sure. Jailhouse Rock with Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck singing along to the Jailhouse Rock, and he had many fine albums after his departure from the Yardbirds, and that's from one of his great discs. Anyway, certainly, although he's gone, check into his music. He's one of my favorite guitarists and just a very interesting guy. Anyway, talking about favorite guitarists, the next guy might be a little bit familiar, a guy named Jimi Hendrix. And we're going to start with his early days, which are not well known, where he was a member of a band fronted by Little Richard. Little Richard was an American singer, pianist, songwriter, and an influential artist for about seven decades, really. A charismatic figure, he was a mentor to many upcoming musicians, including Jimi Hendrix. So this is Little Richard. But the guy on guitar is Mr. James Marshall Hendrix, so check this out.
Well, please don't excite me, baby. No, it can't. From 1965, that's Jimi Hendrix playing with Little Richard.
At times, he used to make my big toe shoot up in my boot.
That's Jimi Hendrix with his in a role as a backup guy to Little Richard. And certainly got a little bit of guitar flavor there, but that was certainly Little Richard's show, and Hendrix figured that out and went on to, of course, great success as a solo artist and a band leader. Anyway, well, so let's listen to some of his solo and band where he was the band leader, and we'll start with a song called "Hey," or I should say "Red House." Here's "Red House" for you. James Marshall Hendrix, fronting his own band and his own tune, "Red House," certainly a well-known song. And you can see where he has stepped from the back with Little Richard to the front with his own band, and is certainly his own sound, quite distinctive. Anyway, that's Jimi Hendrix in the beginning with Little Richard, and then Jimi Hendrix as a front and center artist. Next part of the next half of the show, we're going to listen to three other guitarists, and these may be not as well known to you. They are, in no particular order, Jason Isbell, who began with the Drive-By Truckers and then has ended up with his own band. Another gentleman named Bob Mould began with Husker Du and Sugar, and now is a solo artist as well. And finally, the MC5, a notorious or legendary band from Detroit. And they'll start, and then they will finish with their lead guitarist, a gentleman by the name of Wayne Kramer. So anyway, let's begin, though, with in the second half of these newer players and their travels from band member to solo artist. And let's listen first to Jason Isbell as a member of the Drive-By Truckers. Enjoy. The Drive-By Truckers, a very prominent band from the southern states, still performing and with a vast catalog of recordings that you should really check out. A great, great band. But they lost a few years ago their one of their guitarists, Jason Isbell, who went on to form his own band and call his own shots. And so we're going to listen to him for a bit as a former member of the Drive-By Truckers. And then now with a band, his own band, the Jason Isbell Band. So we're going to listen to them, and here's their tune for you. more drive-by truckers there wanted to horn in on the play here, and so they're I've told them to take a hike, and we're going to listen to Jason Isbell.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. This is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. This is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built that's all for show. Up in flame in 24 frames.
Take a minute to introduce the rock and roll band you see before you here. Over to my...
So we'll pass on that those introductions, but hopefully you enjoyed Jason Isbell as a solo artist. He's been to the Folk Festival. He's been to stage shows here in Winnipeg, so there's been opportunities to see him, and I would certainly recommend him. Actually, both artists, Drive-By Truckers, they seem to be carrying on, and Jason Isbell has his own thing, and... There's some animosity between them over the years, but they, I think, are sorted that out, and they're both bands doing very well. But that's where Jason Isbell started, with the Drive-By Truckers, and now he's on his own. Anyway, on to our next artist. This is a guy named Bob Mould, who you may know through Husker Du, as well as through Sugar. Those are bands that preceded his solo efforts. And we're going to listen to one of the tunes from Sugar called A Good Idea, and then we'll follow that with one of his own discs and a song called Ego Override. Anyway, let's start with Sugar and A Good Idea.
Down to the river, a lot of warm summer nights.
that was a good idea, apparently, from Bob Bold in, with one of his earlier bands. That was from Sugar. He also had a band called Husker Du that was very popular as well. And then he set off on his own, but he really formed his own band with him as the, on the front, or at the front of the stage. So, and that when where we're going to go next with Bob as his at the front of the house with a song called Ego Override. Bob Mould, formerly of, as I said, Husker Du and Sugar, and now on his own with a couple of backing guys who are actually a terrific bass and drum accompaniment. Anyway, certainly recommend you see Bob Mould. He was in town a while back and is certainly still performing with himself and his two stellar bass players. Anyway, we're on to heading for the finish line here on Fasten Your Seatbelts, and we've got another band well known to some and not well known to others, which is unfortunate. So we're going to look at a band called the MC5, and they are from Detroit, and they were very big in the 60s, and but were sadly overlooked, but have later become recognized as one of the seminal bands to cut a path through rock and punk. So we're going to listen to a song called Thunder Express, and then we'll go to the leader, a gentleman by the name of Wayne Kramer, and hear a tune from him. So check out first the MC5, and then we'll talk more about Wayne Kramer. Anyway, here is the MC5 with Thunder Express.
If you can.
was the MC5 at their best, because over the years they were plagued by personnel and substance issues and all kinds of problems. But they managed to get it together for that song and a couple other discs before they imploded. However, emerging from all the wreckage was a gentleman by the name of Wayne Kramer. He was their guitarist, and he continued to be quite a notable figure in the music world as people appreciated the work that was undertaken by the MC5. They really broke ground and really had a lot to do with the punk movement kicking it into gear. But they, too, Wayne and himself really was struggled a little bit with drug and other kind of issues. And but in a lot of years, got himself together and was a very notable member of the music community. So I'm going to play one of the famous songs from the MC5 that was called Kick Out the Jams, and we'll do it with Wayne Kramer soloing on this recording, and hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next time.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, and this is going to be our last selection for the evening, and it's a very quiet, sensitive kind of song. And we'll go back in time to 1968, back to the revolution. Do you remember the revolution? It was before your time. No, seriously, just lost my mind for a second. And we're going back to the Grandy Ballroom in the city of Detroit. Got some homeboys here. And the young man steps up on the stage and he says, right now it's time to kick out the jams, motherfucker! Job, and I'd like to start Over here on my left, regular hoodlum, leather jacket and all. Let's have a nice round of applause for Larry Wallace. Larry Wallace. And then over here, this bad dude holding down that bottom. That's Andy Calhoun on the bass. Get a bass man some, get a bass man. And then, back there on them tubs, we stole this guy from the Softies. Just hijacked him. He's a bad dude. Now, if we all don't get together and give him a big round of applause, might come out there and beat everybody up. That's George Butler on the drums. Give George a little. And I'd like to thank everyone for everything that you all have done for me, considering as much as I've fucked up. Remember, my name is Peter Frampton, and I will be back to see you again. Let's see if we can get this energy going here.